Now, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, met with the Sláintecare Implementation Advisory Council on Friday evening to reinforce what he said was the government's commitment to the implementation of Sláintecare, the country's roadmap to universal healthcare. It was the first meeting since the resignations last week of the council's chair, Professor Tom Keane, and executive director, Laura McGahey. A key aspect of Sláintecare is to make general practice the first port of call for healthcare in the community. But with 700 GPs due to retire in the coming years, and with replacements becoming increasingly difficult to find, especially in rural areas, concerns are growing over the future of general practice in Ireland. Angus Cox reports.
I gave my notice there in January, which expired on the mid-April, but then we extended it to 30th of June to give the HSE a further chance to try and recruit a doctor for the practice.
Joe Hennessy opened his GP practice in Templemore, County Tipperary, in 1983. The clinic, one of two in the town, has around 2,000 patients. But his decision to retire earlier this year means the practice is being kept open by the HSE on a temporary basis, providing locum doctors until the end of this month. The hope is that a permanent replacement for Joe can be found to operate it full-time after that.
The medical card patients, their files and everything are owned by the HSE. It's their job then to recruit a doctor to look after those patients. They tried to do that but didn't succeed. I understand they're still trying.
Joe was the only full-time GP in his clinic, a fact he believes has made the task of finding his replacement all the more challenging.
The difficulty now is young doctors are most unkeen. They don't want to go into single-handed practices because there's lots of difficulties. They're not able to get the holiday leave, sick leave, maternity leave. Even finding locums is a big problem. Whereas in multiple practices, they can cover each other.
We had a protest, a rally last Saturday, and it was very well attended, and all the politicians came.
Cathy McGrath was a patient of Joe Hennessy and is now a member of an action group set up to keep his clinic open. If it closes, the area around Templemore would be left with just one GP practice.
We have 800 medical card patients that are frozen at the moment, and they had no choice. They were just told they were moving. And we have a couple of hundred private patients who literally have nowhere to go. They're looking for doctors to take them on. So we're fighting for all these people. We had a rally last Saturday. We've had a great response, and we've got 2,000 signatures to keep us open.
And what do you mean they've nowhere to go?
There's no GPs. It's very hard to get into a doctor's surgery now.
If you wanted to get an appointment, would you have any hassle get one for later on today?
With Joe's surgery? No. There's a good doctor over there now. There's a local in.
But if it closes, if the end of September for the area, you're down to one practice, would that worry you?
It would worry me, and it would worry all our patients as well. I don't think it's fair in the practice down the road, shoving everyone down. I mean, you can't keep doing that. A lot of Joe's patients are over 65, and they're used to where they are.
Hello, Dr. Patrick Harrell's practice.
Pat Harrell is a GP in Nina, which is around a 20-minute drive from Templemore.
Every time somebody retires, there's great surprise and local politicians get really worried. And this is happening all over Ireland. It's Templemore today. It'll be another town tomorrow. It's a national crisis. About 700 GPs in 10 would like to retire in the next 2 years. The population of Ireland is increasing. It's got up to 5 million. More and more people want to live in rural areas. People are moving out. If you have good broadband, you can pretty well work anywhere. Houses are going up. But if you can't get a doctor, and in most towns in rural Ireland, you cannot get a doctor at all. The ones who are working would like to probably step down and retire gracefully and do 2 or 3 days a week, and they feel beholden to their patients. They don't really want to go, and they work until they just generally crash and burn out. Before COVID, every day I used to get offers for jobs in the Gold Coast of Australia. Come work in Canada. You don't see anything like that for Ireland. I'd love to see an ad campaign going in country saying, come and work in the Wild Atlantic Way. You can surf all every day. You could have part-time jobs. It is a huge attraction in Irish general practice. When I started work, it was common to buy in a practice. Like any business, had a certain amount of goodwill, and this could be sold on. Now there's nothing. Most GPs just close the door and walk away. So everything they've built up just goes to waste. It is very difficult to find a GP to come and take over your practice.
And now I'm going to take your blood pressure. Okay, do you want to pull up your seat there?
Working with Pat Harrell at his Nina practice is Caoimhe Delaney, who is on the penultimate year of her GP training scheme.
we'd all like to have colleagues at the same level of ourselves to partner with, or even, you know, to help with annual leave and all the rest. That's definitely a worry, but I suppose maybe it sounds a bit almost naive or something to say, but I think that it's important that at least some of us maintain a little bit of hope about the future and stick around, and that's the only way that we will have people to form practices with.
While Caoimhe is looking forward to becoming a GP, she feels more could be done to help newly qualified doctors to start up their practices.
I've done a number of years in hospital medicine and I feel relatively confident at handling the medical side of things. But when it comes to business, I really don't have any training in business. For somebody that's establishing a new practice in a rural area, for example, there's definitely financial risk there. And if there were incentives or there were, it was even some help, you know, from the government to set up, I think that would help.
Hi Angus, how are you? Come on in.
Dr. Canute Moe is a GP in South Dublin. He's also director of the Network of Establishing GPs programme of the Irish College of General Practitioners.
It's estimated that 700 GPs are due to retire in the coming years, and we're not even training that many. We're planning to increase the numbers as we go each year, but there's clearly a shortage. It's also estimated from the HSC National Development Training Plan that we need an additional 1,260 GPs over the next decade. We have to change the fabric of general practice in this country. This cannot go on, you know, and we don't want people having to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks to access their GP. It's very easy to say we need funding. It's very easy to say we need resources, but we actually have to all sit down and figure out what that needs to look like. It's not just a matter of money. It's not just a matter of manpower. It's a matter of working conditions. It's a matter of how services are structured. And all of that really comes by getting a working group or a task force together. I think people do have a right to expect that they might have a work-life balance.
And are they the main concerns of these GPs coming through, the work-life balance?
The elements of having to run your own practice and look after the management, looking after staff, looking after sick leave, looking after COVID sick leave at the moment is a fine knife edge sometimes that you have to balance. I think people are just worried that the future of general practice might be that, you know, the level of work and the level of demands that are placed in GPs becomes so overwhelming because of the volume.
Despite the challenges facing the profession, trainee Caoimhe Delaney holds out hope of things improving for the next generation of GPs.
My hope would be that going forward that someone does recognise that this is a crisis, and that by the time I have trained, this will be sorted and I won't have to face taking on the burden of somebody's practice when they're retiring.
Trainee GP Caoimhe Delaney ending that report from Angus Cox. Now to look at the issue in more detail, Dr. Dennis McCauley, Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, is on the line. Dr. McCauley, you heard the difficulties facing GPs there. What are, in your opinions, the root causes?
I think as Caoimhe, Pat and Joe said, I think the workload has increased greatly. We have much more people. They're older, their health needs are greater. A higher proportion of people are getting medical cards and they will generally attend their doctor more often when that happens. And that's just a fact. It's not an actual judgment. But the major thing is that general practice has been in mothballs for the last decade, really because of the FEMPI cuts that came in 2009. It really caused general practice to stall. There's been no growth in general practice. Infrastructure hasn't developed, and as all the contributors said, we're now dealing with quite an old workforce, a quarter of which are about to retire. So, and I think the consequence of that is as Angus's report said, is that there's great difficulty in getting, a lot of GPs have closed their lists. The whole coveted concept of the same day service is very much at risk, and in quite a lot of practices has actually gone. So I think that the workload and then the devastating effects that FEMPI has had on general practice are really what we're seeing played out, and it was very well presented in the piece.
You mentioned the extra pressures that medical cards put on GP services is one of the issues, but government policy is to move towards free GP care for much more people. Is that feasible given what's going on?
I think political promises have to be applied practically. I think I would hate to see a situation where a policy is brought in for short-term political gain and it actually makes the actual situation worse. We have a mismatch in sort of workload and the workforce to actually service that. I think if you increase the workload by giving more people medical cards, whether in Sláinte Care it's envisaged either from everybody under 18 and over 70 or the whole population, it is estimated that we would have to increase the GP workforce by 50% to achieve that. Now, there really isn't a posse of young GPs coming over the hill to actually save us here. So if you increase the workload, it's going to make the situation on the ground much, much worse. Now, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. In that the Irish Medical Organisation, through the GP agreement, have begun the process of FEMPI reversal, and that should be finished next year in 2022. So if that full reversal is achieved, I think there is a situation that we as an organisation can start promoting general practice again. But I think the government has a place also. I think, as Caoimhe quite rightly said, starting in a new general practice, particularly if you're single-handed, you're self-employed, you're an independent contractor, you have to be an employer, so you're taking on huge responsibilities. So I would ask, in any planning that's going forward, if the government would think about establishment grants for these younger GPs coming in, even assistant grants would be a good idea. Even simple things like we've approached the medical council. They made some changes to their rules recently that prevented us from getting a lot of South African doctors in to help us do locums. So there's lots that can be done, but at the present minute we are in a crisis. A situation may improve in the medium term, but the more help we can get to do that, the better.
And finally, and briefly if you can, we've heard a lot about Sláinte Care in the past week or so. Do you think from a GP perspective there's been enough progress in that regard?
Well, really, as I say, from the point of view of Sláinte Care, and the Irish Medical Organisation have agreed as part of the GP agreement to enter into talks in relation to free GP care for the under 12s. But I think it has to be put into the context of, political decisions have consequences, and the timing of that is very important. So naturally, these will be the arguments that we will be bringing when these talks ultimately begin.
Okay, Dr. Dennis McCauley, Chair of the GP Committee for the Irish Medical Organisation, thank you for speaking to us on This Week.